The Bardo Books. Bathing Suit. A woman begins, is the value of space, like a child in a pool, shuffling air, in which hard wood is air. She breathes through wood, taking sharp, quick breaths. I want the soft cloth of children, she's saying. Her breath has height and the texture of children swimming. New swim, out and out, yet clearly touching the bottom. The mind of wood may rest itself to completion, she murmurs. Wood and air is swimming there, in the space of air, filtered through a dark, forgotten memory. She is complete air. She tucks herself in air, as in the taste of breath, the baby steps of breath. She is anterior to her air and tries to tie air like a ball. Someone gives me a ball and I tie up the ball. I feel certain that I want to tie the ball. She calls it air because it's there like air, but actually it's a kind of stupidity. Swimming is like a captivity in its body. Every minute in a row, I am swimming everywhere and wanting to spend my time swimming, swimming, swimming. Because death, too, is an integer. I say grass, and it follows me into longevity. The absence of time, like grass without time, or a lizard in its skin, but outside time, so that its purity lay in its body. The brain of the sky snaps an instant to its purity, because everything perceived is Buddha Vairochana. My mind vanishes then. Inside its skin, it has its male and female aspects. A pool of mind is a passage of light, raw light, the membrane between the watery part of light. A person flows through wood and is the breath of a swimmer, like two dead people in love. Air in a heart is the same air resting there.